What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Get it? The Burt Show.
You know, there were a lot of conversations around Atlanta over the last couple of weeks with, like, these 12 and 13-year-old girls, or even younger, going to their parents saying, oh, please take me to Britney, please, please. And a bunch of the parents were like, you are not going to see that whole Britney Spears. No, no, no. And it's probably a conversation that has been relived with every generation.
Even those parents who are saying, you will not see Britney Spears, there is somebody that their parents told them they couldn't go see.
Right.
You know?
Madonna, Elvis, if you really want to go back way far.
He was even, you know, yeah, people had a problem with him when he came out.
Beatles with their long hair.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're asking you guys, what did your parents forbid you from seeing or hearing? Was there a movie or was there a, I was going to say a CD, but back in the day, like you said.
It was vinyl. It was album.
You bring that 8-track tape back to Kmart. Antoinette, you're on all the hits Q100.
Hey.
Hi.
My parents wouldn't let me watch MTV.
I had a lot of my friends whose parents wouldn't let them watch MTV.
No MTV in my house.
You're not going to be watching that Aha in my time.
That's smut.
And back then, it wasn't. I mean, if you look at it now, it's a lot worse than it was back then. So, ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't they let me watch it? You know. So that was one thing that I couldn't do. Besides, I didn't go to my first concert until I was like 19.
MTV started to get all really nasty with that Ed Lover and Dre Spring Breaks. That's when it started to get all naughty on us, man.
Yep.
Have you guys watched any of that Spring Break this year?
Yeah.
That's soft porn.
Yeah, it is.
That is full-on soft porn now.
Well, if you think MTV's pornographic, then Britney last night definitely was.
Hey, Amanda, you're on all the hits Q100.
I was not allowed to listen to the song Push It growing up because my mom thought that it was saying BS.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah, and when I finally figured out what it actually meant, because I'm not really that old, I was mortified when she asked me what it actually meant.
She thought that they were saying bull.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
What a great song to skate to.
Oh, we gotta find that.
This song is only for the funky people.
This dance ain't for everybody.
Dance.
Hey, Tia, you're on all the hits Q100.
Hey, my mom flipped out over that song, Samantha Fox, Naughty Girls Need Love Too.
She was hot back in the day.
What happened to her?
And that video was, she was like in an alley with a bunch of guys, and it was bad dancing, but you know, yeah.
You know, I never even got a chance to see the video. My sister's best friend bought the tape for me. My mom heard me listen to it once and like tore up the tape.
You get that Samantha Fox out of the
Samantha
house.
Samantha Fox.
You know what I was just remembering? Remember how I told you guys that my friend couldn't listen to Rush because it was Rulers Under Satan's Hands was the acronym. There was one for Kiss also that she was all up in arms about, and it was Knights in Satan's Service was Kiss.
Oh, no.
Morning, all the hits Q100.
Good morning.
Hey.
My mother would not let me watch Nickelodeon's You Can't Do That on Television because the green slime looked like snot.
Oh, come on.
Are you serious?
Oh, you know what? You know what? One of my best friends wasn't allowed to watch that because I think they said shut up.
Yeah, that was another big point. But her main deal was that the green slime looked like snot.
Are you kidding me?
That show also said shut up, and I think they also said like one other thing, like fart or something like that. Like they said the word fart and shut up in that show, and so my best friend's parents banned her from watching that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Charles, you're on all the hits Q100.
Hey there.
Hey.
I was not allowed to watch the Cosby Show. I grew up in a rather racist family, and my parents did not want us watching a successful black couple.
Then you must have loved Archie Bunker then.
You have got to be kidding me.
That's funny.
Seriously.
I can see conversations like that happening.
Really? Oh, my gosh. The Cosbys was like the only thing I was allowed to watch.
God, I love
awesome
that show.
Me too.
Man, did I love
loved
that show.
Remember
awesome
when
show
they did the show for the Bill's dead parents?
Oh, and Rudy
and they came down
sang
the stairs
yes
and they did the
yeah
song.
That was one of the best episodes.
I'll bet his parents were so mad when the Jeffersons moved on up.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, my mom would freak out whenever that Everybody Wing Chung song came on because she did not like what they implied by Wing Chung.
What was that song about? I just
you mean Everybody Have Fun Tonight?
Everybody Wing Chung Tonight, that song. Turns out we were watching one of those VH1 Behind the Music things uh-huh years later, and Wing Chung is from an Oriental children's book, and Wang is the downstroke on the guitar, and wow Chung is the upstroke.
I knew that.
Oh, I never knew the history behind that song.
I knew that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But she did not like what they meant by that, so I was not allowed to listen to it.
Okay.
Everybody play guitar tonight?
Now, was that video the one that Wang caused Chung epileptic fits in people? Because one of Wang
no,
Chung's
uh-huh
videos... No, one of Wang Chung's videos caused like somebody was trying to sue because the video caused her to go into an epileptic fit.
It's like those yes Japanese animated cartoons these days. Like,
well, I know the Aha, Take On Me, the animated one. That was a problem with that. They put a warning at the beginning of that when it first came out because of the animation and the way the black and the white and the flashes. If you were a kid, simple-brained kid, you'd... Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, go all sorts of
do you remember the song Turning Japanese?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same thing as that Wang Chung song. Same subject, I guess.
Wang Chung was a dance.
Well, it was also a song.
Right, but that's what, when they were saying Everybody Wang Chung Tonight, that was, if you remember the video, that was a dance.
I don't recall it.
I love that show. I guess what she was talking about on VH1, where, what is it called again? Where they talk about the rumors of what a song means, and then the band comes up and tells mm-hmm exactly what the song means. And I believe Turning Japanese was one of them, but I can't remember what the actual meaning behind it was.
Turning Japanese?
Yeah. It's not what you thought it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Lisa, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hello.
Hi.
I was not allowed to watch The Smurfs. Because
why?
Their magic made them demonized.
Yeah.
And then everybody knows if you watch a demonized show in your house, the demons come through your TV and your house is haunted.
Of course
it's
they
the,
do.
It's the Harry Potter syndrome
right
today.
There'll be a whole, you know, there'll be a DJ doing the same topic in 15 years
right
and there'll be a whole bunch of Harry Potter calls, no doubt. Hey, Lauren, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, this is Lauren. I was calling to let you know, my mother wouldn't let me watch Three's Company when I was younger, and I didn't realize why until, you know, later, but at the time, that was classic. I mean, I loved that as a kid growing up, but now I see what she was talking about.
Because of the gay kid?
Yeah, and just the boy, the guy living with the two girls, and everything had a sexual innuendo to it, but at the time, as a little kid, I just loved the show and didn't see what it was about. Yeah. But
nothing's funnier than a guy getting hit in the head with a door.
And yeah.
You know, Three's Company, the best thing they ever did is put in that two-way swinging kitchen door.
Well, yeah, and then the, you know, the landlords, whether it was the
Ropers
or Mr. Furley, you know.
Morning, All the Hits, Q100.
Hi, Bart. This is Gina.
Hey, Gina, what were you banned from as a kid?
I was not allowed to go with my girlfriends to see Van Halen when they had David Lee Roth. Because my mother and my father thought David Lee Roth was such a womanizer, and he was just so provocative,
but
you know.
Didn't he wear the buttless pants on stage?
That's right, at one of the MTV shows, I think. One of the award shows, wasn't it?
Because, I think in concert, too, he would wear the buttless
pants. Yes, and he'd wear thongs and stuff, but... Mm-hmm. Finally, when they got rid of David Lee Roth and got Sammy Hagar, she kind of, you know, I was like 18 when
maybe
that
was,
happened.
Maybe it was those compelling David Lee Roth lyrics that threw her off, like, jump, jump, jump.
Actually,
might as well jump. Can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine. Might as well jump.
David Lee Roth is much more offensive to see now than he was back then.
He needs to let it go already, man.
Yeah. Agreed.
And that thing that he has with Sammy Hagar, it's like, have you ever seen an interview with one or the other of those guys where they're not ripping on each other?
They both need to let it go.
Yeah, they're like 50-year-old Tiffany and Debbie Gibson.
And they're both not in the band anymore.
That's
so,
Deborah Gibson.
Oh, sorry, it's changed, evolved. Morning, All the Hits, Q100.
Hey, guys, this is Angie. How y'all doing?
Good.
Y'all are great. I was calling to let you know that when I was like 12 years old, I grew up in a Baptist church, and we had a tape burning party of all of our secular tapes.
Oh, no.
And the first one that they said that I had to burn was my Def Leppard tape.
Yes, you did.
And I'll never forget that. Leppard. So as soon as I got in college and I had a job, I went on and bought the Def Leppard Greatest Hits because I always was so upset about that.
You crazy rebel, you.
What was the name of that tape?
Pyromania.
There were so many great songs on that.
I had the Two Live Crew as nasty as they want to be.
Are you kidding?
Yes, when I was like really young, I don't know why I thought it was so cool, but I snuck around and listened to that.
Yeah, you know what? That tape was only popular because people banned it. I think that could be the worst
album
musical compilation ever wasted on cassette.
I swear, if you put it in right now, I could say every word. Every word.
Hey, Nicole, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, when I was younger, my mom's grandmother, her mom was Jessica Witness, we couldn't watch the Hardy Boys or the Simpsons unless she was taking a nap.
The Hardy Boys?
Yeah.
What was wrong with the Hardy Boys?
Everything. They grew up, you can't celebrate anything, so anything that had anything to do with car chases or cops, she was like, uh-uh. So when she took a nap, we were supposed to be asleep during the summer, we would sneak around and watch it.
Wow. When does a car chase become a celebration?
She just wouldn't have it. She was like, no, not here. My mom was like, it's okay, it's fine. And she was like, no, she's a stern lady.
No way, that was must-see TV back in the day, the Nancy Drew mysteries and Hardy Boys.
I got thrown out of Sunday school for having... I can't remember the name of the band, but it was Money for Nothing. Who's the name of
that? Dire Straits.
Dire Straits, Money for Nothing, because of the line, we get our chicks for free.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, oh, I figured it would be the other line.
Which one?
The little on the MTV, the little makes his money, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to say the word. It's right.
Yeah, no, that wasn't it. It was about getting chicks for free.
Yeah, well, it wasn't the gay thing that bothered
me. Yeah, really.
It's for free that bothered
me. Exactly.
I was in church. They encouraged that at the time, back when I was
right, exactly. Well, some still do. I wonder what we're going to be, like she said her grandmother had to, you know, only when she took a nap that they were allowed to do some things. What is it when we're like 80 that we are going to not be able to tolerate? Because, I mean, this is not just a generational thing. Every generation does
right.
this.
Sure.
And we're going to get crotchety and old and conservative. And I just wonder what is it going to take to offend us?
And we're pushing the envelope more and more and more. Yeah. So by the time we're 80, I am convinced everybody's going to be walking around naked. Yeah. I mean, because, finally. Yeah. You and I will be 120, but it will happen, my friend.
I'd look like silly putty on a desert rock.
Get it? The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/Ohio's time.
Well, of course, what is old is new again. You remember this old rock t-shirts you used to have on in high school and even junior high and college? You thought were so cool the day after the concert.
The tour t-shirts?
Oh, yeah.
Now a fashion company in Santa Monica called Trunk Limited may be able to replace some of those classic tees that you might have, you know, bleached or, well, I mean, you shouldn't still have them, I don't think. But here they have the new t-shirts. They've licensed rights for The Beatles, Madonna, The Doors, Bruce Springsteen, Kiss, Ozzy Osbourne, countless others to reissue some of the best remembered t-shirts from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Most are priced anywhere between $75 and $200. They could go as high as $300. Stores like Barney's New York, Fred Siegel, Ron Herman, all these are going to carry the t-shirts, or you can order them online at Trunk Limited, trunkltd.com.
All right, I want you guys to call yourself out now. I want you guys that still have your tour t-shirts, like from the old concerts, to give us a call and tell us which tour t-shirts you're still holding on to.
Old
schoolers want. Well, more than 5 years old.
Okay.
Way more than 5 years old.
I really wish I still had my Debbie Gibson Electric Youth t-shirt. Because I wore that to school so proud the next day.
I am almost sure somewhere in my house is old Hootie and the Blowfish t-shirt.
Mine was the Tina Turner. Like in high school, I went to like two Tina Turner concerts. And the one with, you know, Private Dancer tour. I got one of those.
That's sad. Jennifer, which tour t-shirt are you holding on to?
New Kids on the Block.
Oh, yeah.
NKOTB, baby.
What year?
I think it was 88. It was my very first concert. I just won't give it up yet.
See, those. That's when it was right. New Kids on the Block. It wasn't even NKOTB.
I know.
That's a long time to hold on to that one.
It is, but it was special.
But your
that's
first
why
one.
I have to hold on to it.
Right. All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
What other concert?
Someone's going to be talking about Sister Hazel like this someday, yeah. Like in 2017. I still have my old Sister Hazel t-shirt. Good morning, Nicole. You're on All the Hits Q100.
Good morning.
Morning.
I've got Poison and Def Leppard when they tour together.
Oh, yes.
Def Leppard.
Oh,
that's awesome.
And you still have the t-shirt.
I sure do.
Very nice.
Did you rip out and fringe the sleeves?
Yes. Yes. And the top and the bottom. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you. Morning, All the Hits Q100.
Hey, it's Melissa.
Hi.
I have the 1987-88 Debbie Gibson Electric Youth t-shirt.
Oh, you are going back, man.
And I'm so jealous.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I so wish I still had mine.
It doesn't even fit. It's ridiculous. It looks like one of those little teeny bopper shirts. But, you know, hey.
You don't care.
I still wear it.
You don't care. It brings you right back to the concert,
wait,
right?
You still wear
exactly.
It?
Exactly. Oh, of course I do around the house.
Now
you can't go outside.
No, it's retro. Yeah. If I had it, now I would totally wear
it's
it.
It's big money on eBay.
See, I thought this was more a guy thing than a woman thing. Like, I thought guys would hold on to those tour t-shirts and just never get rid of them. I still got my Skinner t-shirt, man.
Right. I had I was so proud when I was 14. I sat front row for Foreigner. Anybody remember Foreigner? And I had that t-shirt for a long time. I don't have it now, though.
Double vision, right?
That's right. Got the best of me.
They had the major hair, right?
Yeah.
They all did back then. Yeah.
Didn't they have the album cover that had like four different like squares?
Mine was like, it was kind of diagonal, and all the letters in Foreigner were different, like, they were trying to get youthful, so they had, like, different rainbow colors and stuff.
We're going way back now with Foreigner.
Yeah.
Hey, All the Hits, Q100.
Yes, this is Deanna.
Hey, Deanna.
My husband insists upon keeping his jacket from this Kiss concert he went to when he was 8 years old.
Kiss!
Absolutely.
But he was a part of the Kiss Army, and you can't get rid of the uniform.
I had a Kiss Love Gun t-shirt for the longest time.
Did you... Okay, yeah. My brother was a big Kiss fan, my older brother. And then the Love Gun, did you have the actual Love Gun that came in the album?
No.
They had this, like, this cardboard gun, and then if you could pop it, and
They were the band, man. I remember me and all my friends in the backyard pretending to be Kiss, and I had to be Peter Criss, or I just wouldn't play along. Hey, Kelly, you're on All the Hits Q100.
Hi, I have Van Halen's 1980 Invasion t-shirt.
Nice. All right, thanks.
Awesome.
And there's no way that you can ever convince me that Van Halen was a better band with Sammy Hagar than they were with David Lee Roth.
Yeah. But now David Lee Roth these days, that's a sad thing to see.
Oh, yeah. And it's sad when you're a rocker and you're going bald and you still have the long hair. You know, it doesn't work.
You got to let that go.
But shave it all off and go with the hip bald look.
Right.
Well, get used to those old t-shirts, because the reason we were bringing this up is because this company called Trunk Limited is now reissuing all those old t-shirts. So you'll see celebrities with these t-shirts and stuff. And they're selling them in New York and online. So get used to it. You're going to get them again.
You know what we'll do is we'll link up to their website from ours. So just go to allthehitsq100.com and we'll link up to their website and you can get any t-shirt you want.
You're on The Burt Show.
It's kind of a known fact. Guys use pickup lines to break the ice.
Yeah, I think the worst pickup line a guy ever said to me was, I have brown eyes, and he looked in my eyes and he said, your eyes are like, and he couldn't think of anything for brown, so he said, pools of tar. I swear. That was a guy's pickup line.
You gotta be a bitch about it.
Lesbian.
So we're asking women, what are the pickup lines that you use? Because I wasn't even aware that y'all even used them. Hey, Adrian, you're on All the Hits, Q100.
Hey. I use pull my finger. And it actually works.
You are kidding.
I can see that working on a guy.
We're getting married.
Oh, that's good. That's clever. That's good. Thank you for calling.
Oh, that's great.
More than All the Hits Q100.
Hi. I was in Buckhead last Saturday night, and I just left Ray's Pizza, and I was driving along, you know, on the streets, and I called this guy, this really cute guy over, and I had, I said, oh, God, I have a really secret, a serious question to ask you, and he was like, what? And I was like, do I have Parmesan cheese in my face? And he, like, cracked up, and he was like, yeah, you got a little right here, and he wiped it off. And I got his number, but I lost it.
So just do I
see
have...
See how simplistic women have to be just to get it
right.
Do I have Parmesan cheese on my face?
All it would have taken was hi, though. Hey, yeah. Hi. Hey. That's it.
Yeah.
We can't. That's too complicated for a guy.
Here's a pickup line that'll work for you more times than not. Hey, can I get your number?
Girls usually start talking about, I used to start talking about astrological signs. So I'd be like, hey, Bert, you know, so what's your sign? And you'd be like, Taurus. And I'd be like, oh, that's a real strong, you know, that's a real strong sign. You
waste
know, you just
words.
Start like throwing like the compliments or whatever, right. You know?
Yeah, total waste of words. Just
waste
hi.
Of words.
Just hi, just what's hey. Your number?
Can I have your number?
Want to go home?
Just sit next to me. You don't even have to say anything. Just look at me.
Sometimes
just
I
look
think,
at me like I'm a little piece of meat.
Sometimes I'm in the grocery line and the woman behind me hits my heels with her cart because I didn't move up ahead because mm-hmm. I was reading the tabloids. I think she's picking up.
Right. Hey, Chris, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
I had a girl approach me in a bar one time and asked me if I'd like to buy her friend a drink.
Would you buy my friend? See, but as a guy, I would think that you really wanted me to buy your friend a drink.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
I'd go over.
What kind of pickup line is that? I told her, I said, why don't you tell your friend to come over and ask, you know?
So would it be okay if a woman came up to you and said, will you buy me a drink?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you know,
I love that.
It's funny how I do have to watch, because guys really, I mean, it is easy, I guess, to pick up a guy, because I have to be careful, because if you're just friendly to a guy, they think
it's
you're
easy to pick up a guy.
They
I'm
think
convinced.
You're flirting with him, because I have to be careful with that, because I'll be friendly with guys because I'm not trying anything, and they'll totally misinterpret that, you know?
I'm convinced every freaking checkout girl at Kroger's hitting on me, and she's only talking to me because she's getting $8 an hour to do so. Like, hey, are these Fuji apples or Macintosh? Oh, my God, she wants me.
Yeah, what she's saying and what we're hearing are two different things.
Right. Like,
that would be nice to hear the monologue going on in your head.
Like, every girl in my zip code digs me. It's hard for me to go out of the house.
I hear what she's saying is, do you have your Kroger Plus card? And what I hear is, God, I would love to take your pants off.
Hey, Michael, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Hey, guys, what's up this morning?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey, we used the cell phone trick this weekend, me and a friend of mine, at
really?
The compound, a new opening.
Uh-huh.
It was awesome. We actually were picking up a guy there with his girlfriend, and in front of her asked to use his phone. And he was like, sure. So we got his number in there. Later on through the night, we saw him away from her. We said, hey, look, later when you leave, if you're not feeling her, give us a call. And he was like, how do I have your number? You know, give me your number. We're like, it's in your phone. We already used it. He left her and called us. Oh. And we still hooked up with him later that night. It was awesome.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's bold, dude.
Right there in front of her. She never even knew.
Yeah, that's very bold.
Wow. But see, your situation worked on a guy, but I don't know if that same situation would work.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. A guy, like we were just talking about, how a guy will, you know, take advantage of a situation faster. Because I really think, and maybe I'm totally wrong, but I mean, it seems that Jen agrees that I just think I would be more protective of me.
Total
and
safe.
Freaked out that somebody got my phone number and I didn't give it to him, especially my cell phone.
The thing I saw this weekend in Hilton Head was this guy goes up to a woman and says, look, can I borrow your phone? Because my battery just ran out on mine. And she says, yeah, no problem. Well, he calls his own cell phone and then has her number stored in his missed calls. And then calls her back later in the week or whatever and tries to get a date with her.
See, and I just think that would be creepy. I'd be like, ooh, you freak, get away.
I just thought of a great way to upgrade that same idea. Like when you borrow her phone to call your phone, instead of doing that, program your own number
into
in her,
phone,
but precede it by hot. So, like, if, when you put your name in there, instead of just being Jeff,
it's great.
Be hot Jeff. And she's going to be like, oh, my God, one night I was out wasted. I met a guy named Jeff who was clearly hot because I've labeled him Hot Jeff. Let me call him.
See, that would work better because if the woman felt like she was in control and she's the one that put the number in, then she might be curious to call it.
But still, it's totally deceiving. How do you start a relationship from that?
Who cares? It's who cares at that
the
point?
The guys are not looking for a relationship.
I'm sorry.
They're looking for contact.
I got to say, every single relationship starts with deceit in one way or the other.
It's true.
I mean,
come on now. It does.
It does.
It does.
See, like I felt like Melissa was just hitting on me with that sentence.
Hey, Allison, what's going on?
Not much. I was calling the pickup line. What I'll do, I've memorized the Budweiser Creed on the Budweiser can. And I will go up to a guy that's drinking Budweiser, take the can out of his hand, and recite the whole creed to him.
Now, as luck would have it, we actually have a Budweiser in here this morning because of something that happened earlier this morning.
Yeah.
Go ahead and recite it.
This is the famous Budweiser beer. We know of no brand produced by any other brewer which costs so much to brew and age. Our exclusive Beechwood aging produces a taste, a smoothness, and a drinkability you will find in no other beer at any price.
It's 100% accurate.
Is that good? Oh, man.
You're damn right that would work.
That's impressive.
How many guys did she just turn on right now?
Right.
By doing that.
Crash is coming into work.
Way to do your homework, Allison.
Thank you. My father taught it to me.
He's a good man. He's a good man, that daddy is. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye now.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.